Welcome to the Portuguese Blog Podcast, brought to you by Transparent.com. Hi, this is Rachel from the Portuguese Blog. Today, we're going to learn how to buy airfare in Portuguese, which is especially tricky to do by phone.
Olá, queria comprar uma passagem para Fortaleza. Gostaria de sair de Guarulhos, em São Paulo. A ida será no dia 3 de dezembro e a volta será no dia 10. A que horas é o voo? É melhor que seja de manhã. Prefiro um assento na janela, se tiver. Quanto custa? Vai ser R$ 300 sem taxas? Tem que pagar mais para despachar as malas? Tá bom, obrigado.
Let's break it down piece by piece.
Olá, queria comprar uma passagem para Fortaleza.
This means, hello, I'd like to buy a ticket to Fortaleza. Olá is a formal way to say hello, as opposed to oi, which is a bit more informal. When you use querer, to want, in the past imperfect tense, this means I'd like or I want. Passagem is a ticket that involves travel, like a plane ticket or a train ticket. Though para has multiple meanings, in this case it means to.
Gostaria de sair de Guarulhos, em São Paulo.
Here, the speaker says, I'd like to leave from Guarulhos in São Paulo. Using gostar, to like, in the conditional tense, is a more formal way to say I'd like. Sair is to leave, and stays in the infinitive since it directly follows a conjugated verb. Guarulhos is an airport in the city of São Paulo.
A ida será no dia 3 de dezembro e a volta será no dia 10.
This means the departure date will be December 3rd, the return date will be the 10th. When we say passagem de ida e volta, this means a round-trip ticket. Therefore, when we split up the two words, ida is the first leg of the trip, the departing leg, and volta is the return, the second leg of the trip. When you list a date in Portuguese, you preface the number with no dia, the day of. Here we use the future simple tense by simply adding an a to ser, to be.
A que horas é o voo? É melhor que seja de manhã.
Next, the speaker says, what time is the flight? It's better if it's in the morning. To say what time is, we say a que horas é or são, depending on the noun that follows. É would be for the singular noun. Note that because of the recent accent changes to the Portuguese language, voo no longer has an accent. Voo means flight. É melhor. It's best if, or it's better if, is a good way to indicate a preference or state an opinion. Here we use the subjunctive of ser, to be, since we are expressing a desire or a request. De manhã means in the morning.
Prefiro um assento na janela, se tiver.
This means I prefer a window seat if there is one. Preferir means to prefer, and assento na janela is a window seat. We use the future subjunctive tense of ter here, since there is uncertainty about whether or not something exists or will happen. Meanwhile, we use the present simple tense of prefer.
Quanto custa? Vai ser R$ 300 sem taxas?
The speaker says, how much does it cost? It's R$ 300 without taxes? Quanto custa is one of the simpler ways to ask how much something costs. Note that real in the plural is reais. Taxa is tax, though imposto is another way to say tax.
Tem que pagar mais para despachar as malas? Tá bom, obrigado.
Finally, this means, do you have to pay more to check luggage? Okay, thanks. Despachar is check, when we're talking about air travel, as in checking bags. As malas are bags or luggage, as we've reviewed before. Tá bom means okay, or fine. And obviously, obrigado means thank you. Thanks for listening to the podcast, and stay tuned for the next one.